And I guess this kind of points that out. Today is National Sunglasses Day. I'm not kidding. And just like that, it got sunny. Maybe they have something to do with each other. I don't know. We're going to talk to somebody. Well, there's a serious side to it, see? So we're going to talk to somebody seriously about it. Dr. Ann Carley is an optometrist with Vision Source Advanced Eye Care Center. Good morning, Doctor. Welcome to the Breakfast Club.
Good morning, Dean, and I'm glad to be on.
Well, where is the care center that you work for exactly?
Well, we're in Alloway, technically Green Bay, on Riverside Drive, right down from the prison. Usually people use the prison as a good landmark.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've used that to find out how to get to other places, too. You got to turn right or left to go wherever. But
Either that or in the water.
Yeah, that's no fun. Sunglasses. Always been kind of a fun thing for people.
But it was. And back in the day when I was in high school, sunglasses were really just a fashion accessory. Nobody really thought about protection. Nobody thought about, sunburn. We got out the foil and we laid in the sun and put baby oil on and baked us.
And we'll let the chips fall where they may, I guess. But
I think that that's what's happening now.
The chickens are coming home to roost, maybe.
Absolutely.
One thing that's kind of funny, I know it says here that not wearing sunglasses can actually cause serious eye damage.
There are a number of studies, Dean, that do show that.
Oh, wow.
If you look at even our own Beaver Dam eye study that was started a long time ago, back in the late 80s, and it kind of finished up in 2010, it does show that there's a lot of sun damage that can... Sun causes cataracts, it can cause macular degeneration.
Really?
Along with, just the loss of elasticity with the skin and wrinkling and all the stuff that people think about. Got that SPF on our sunscreens, but we don't think about SPF, so to speak, about our eyes.
And the same thing happens. It's kind of funny. I went and had cataract surgery some time ago, asked the doctor what caused it. He said old age. Now, either he didn't know or he was just trying to insult me. I don't know.
Well, there's a little bit of truth to that, because the more birthdays we have, the longer we've been on this planet absorbing ultraviolet radiation, otherwise known as sun.
But and it all goes back to that, though, I guess, apparently. The rays of the sun can be damaging and cause things like that to happen.
Absolutely. And even more, I think, more of a problem is the macular degeneration. They're telling us that in the year 2050, 120 million of us are going to have some form of macular degeneration. Cataracts can be removed, thankfully.
Yeah.
But macular degeneration, that's a little bit trickier as far as treatment.
Yeah, I would say. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but it sounds serious, that's for sure.
Well, macular degeneration basically makes you blind centrally. You don't see color. You don't see fine detail.
Uh-huh.
And there's, other than some things that are now kind of on the drawing board, there's not a lot you can do about a cataract. You can take out with surgery and put in an implant so that you can see. Macular degeneration burns chronically the back of the eye, the receiving part, the retina.
Really?
And unfortunately, there's no cure for that at the present moment.
Well, so that's, you got that. That's pretty much I won't call it a death thing, but it's you're going to go blind, apparently, is what you're saying.
Yes, and, there's, just because you have macular degeneration doesn't mean you're automatically blind. There are two types, the wet and the dry. And both of those, the studies are showing that, yes, it's very likely that sun causes this. There are a number of them that are pointing to that, but they're not going to pull the trigger and say, yes, sun causes macular degeneration, although study after study after study shows there's a very high link.
Well, there's nothing wrong with wearing sunglasses anyway, just to be safe. A lot of people do.
And as far as sunglasses go, you want to make sure that they are going to fit your face. Mm-hmm. Wrap around is probably the best you can get, because not only are you protecting the eye itself, but you're also protecting the skin around the eye.
Okay, now
anybody who works outside, they're finding that even cancers around the eyes and the eyelids, because you're not putting sunscreen there.
That's probably true.
Are going up in frequency.
Yeah. I kind of laughed at the beginning because we have sunny day out here. But it, according to what you have sent me here, it doesn't have to be sunny. You should still be wearing sunglasses on a cloudy day. Is that true?
Well, absolutely. 31% of UV still comes through the clouds.
Oh.
And so you still can get a sunburn. I think anybody that's outside at all can attest to the fact that they can come away a little pink, even when it's cloudy out, and they're like, gee, I didn't think that happened. But the same thing goes for our eyes. So the protection is there.
Does it make that kind of hard to see when you have, you know, is there a kind of sunglasses you can get that doesn't cause that problem?
No, but, you know, depending on what you're doing outside really depends on the color of the lens.
Oh.
If you are a golfer, if you're a skier, if you're water skiing, if you are, you know, just out doing yard work, different colors for different tasks. It's one of those things where polarization is fabulous if you're on the water because polarization is one more way of protecting the eyes. It takes off reflected light off of snow and off of water. But polarization, if you're a pilot, is not good because then you can't see your instrument panel. And I've been noticing in some of these newer cars that I've had some patients complaining when they take their polarized sunglasses and they can't see their dashboard. So, again, it's personal preference, but certainly the color brown is going to have more, it's going to do 100% UV if you get the right one, but you're also going to get some blue blocking. And blue is another whole can of worms, Dean, because that's something that can affect our eyes and harm them.
What's that?
Well, we get most UV from the sun. That would stand to reason.
Wow.
But now because we are cutting, kids are cutting their teeth on iPads and any electronic devices, you see all these young people and not so young people using electronic displays, you know, be they phones or tablets or computers. And what happens with those is there is high-energy visible light that comes off of those devices and can cause damage to the back of the eye just like UV or sunshine can.
Oh,
and so limiting exposure, pushing those devices away, wearing a blue-blocking lens, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. So when my mom told me, like 100 years ago, that I should back up and not be so close to the TV, she was right.
Well, you know what? All of us moms go to the same school, and we all learn
apparently
the same thing.
All right.
So it's true. She's right. Never doubt your mom.
I guess not. And that same thing applies to some of the high-tech stuff we got now from what you said. I mean, that the light seems to be a dimmer light, I guess, but it's not. It still can damage your eyes.
Well, and it can. And the thing that's really frustrating is you've got so many young people, children, because children's eyes, because they're so clear and so, you know, unadulterated, as it were, they absorb 75% of incident ultraviolet light, meaning sunshine.
No.
And by the time you're 25, that goes down to 10%.
Okay.
Well, the same holds true for some of these electronic gizmos that we're looking at, because these children don't have that lens inside the eye is so clear, it does not block any of that.
Yeah.
And so, excuse me, that looks like it may be a problem with some authorities. They're finding that there are some problems with the back of the eye called the retina, and it can constantly burn that back of the eye, and it can cause some problems as they get older.
Maybe not so doing it so often would help a little bit too, wouldn't it?
Well, you know what? And not holding it so closely. I don't know if you've ever seen people walking down the street texting, and they're staring at it inches from their face.
And that's true.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. But it's really important for kids to wear sunglasses, though, too, because they're much more at harm, or at risk, rather, to have this sun damage, because it is cumulative. That means it adds up.
Yeah.
So from, you've got 80% of your sun exposure by the time that you're 20 years old.
Wow.
And so, you know, like you said, you had cataract surgery. That is one of the outcomes. I don't know, but most of us, we're outside. We weren't like these kids of today. They're inside on, you know, watching movies, on their computer, on their phones. But we were outside, and I don't know about you, but, excuse me, I had four brothers and sisters, and none of us wore sunglasses.
No, we didn't either. The thing, question that pops to mind here is cataracts have always been considered an old person's problem. Is it possible that someone who's in their 20s or 30s could end up with this problem because they're of their, you know, high-tech iPads and stuff that they're always playing with?
It's a good question, but at this point, it doesn't look like cataract would be the end result. It would be when they get older, but okay. not in their 20s or 30s, because there hasn't been... It's a time thing. One of the studies that I've been reading is the doc was saying, you know, if we could just push things out by 20 years, then we wouldn't see a lot of this, because the cataracts that we're seeing at 50 wouldn't be until 70, or at 70 they wouldn't be until 90. If we could just cut back on our UV dose, if you will, when we are younger.
It's just
and sunglasses matter. Play a big role in that.
It's just a matter of, overexposure. Less exposure means it'll take longer. It's pretty simple.
That's correct, yes, absolutely.
You mentioned polarized glasses, and it has something to do with filtering out reflected light, I guess. Doesn't work so well when you're trying to see the speedometer, but other than that. There are other glasses I've seen out there, something in the last year or two, advertised on television, and they show you how it actually makes the color more, I don't know, intense. At least that's what it seems to do. Is that the same thing? Is that a polarized set of sunglasses that I'm watching the ad on?
Are you sure you're not watching some of the blue-blocking lenses? Because, to be honest with you, Dean, I'm not exactly sure, too, but polarization will make things clearer because you're not going to have all the glare.
Yeah.
It really is something that helps with glare. So anybody on the water, now, I've had some discussion with skiers, because if you're into moguls and you're into those, you know, you're skiing very fast and you're looking for bumps, looking for changes in the terrain, polarization can cover that up a little bit, so you may not want that.
Yeah,
but polarization on water, when you're just driving, oh my gosh, it makes it so much clearer, so much less glare.
Yeah. So that's the thing to look for, basically.
It is, and make sure that when you look, that you have either a brand name, or when you're looking for sunglasses, that they fit properly, and that you do have, sometimes they'll identify themselves as having 100% of UV absorption. That is what you want.
Yeah. How about people who wear contact lenses? I know they make...
Well, you know, that's a very good question, because some of our contact lenses do offer 100% UV or pretty close to 100% UV blockage.
Oh.
And that, with a pair of sunglasses over that, is probably the best protection you can get. People say, well, I've got UV blocking contact lenses. What do I need sunglasses for?
Hmm.
Well, you can get cancers around the skin of the eye. And like I pointed out earlier, you're not going to wear sunscreen around the eye. You need a pair of sunglasses to be your sunscreen.
So if you have contact lenses and they're already blocking UV, are they tinted?
That's a good question. No, actually they are not. Some of them are, but those don't necessarily mean that they're blocking UV. The tint does not mean you're blocking sunlight. You can have a pair of 100% UV blocking glasses and they can be somewhat clear. That's actually a slightly yellow tint. And that's the other thing. If you leave your sunglasses on the dashboard of your car or your truck and you continually do that, you are actually going to bleach out the UV protection. They'll still be brown, they'll still be gray, they'll still be green, but you will not have the protection. So an old pair of sunglasses, you may think, I love these, I've had these for 10 years, but not only has technology changed, but you may actually have leached out the UV protection. So there really is very little color associated with UV protection.
How long does a pair of polarized sunglasses last usually? When can you say, oh, it's good for 5 years? I suppose it depends on how much exposure it gets to sunlight.
Absolutely. Right. And it depends, you know, like you said, are you leaving them on the dash of your car and concentrating the heat / you know, the UV?
Sure.
Are you wearing them outside just all the time because you work outside or you play outside a lot? It really does depend. I know in our office we have a meter you can actually put them under to see how much UV protection is left in your sunglasses.
Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Getting back to the contact lenses now, I mean, you obviously want to suggest that people wear sunglasses anyway, but that you get contact lenses that will filter out UV. You don't want to get the tinted ones, though, because then you'll have double tint, right?
Well, you're not going to find tinted UV protecting contacts as a general rule.
Really?
But most of them that you see advertised on TV, those are clear lenses, but they block 100% UV. And, you know, people have always asked me, well, why don't I just get a really darkly tinted UV protecting contact lens?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, that would be a special order, so it's not available readily. But number two, if you put a tint that close to the eye, you are not going to see the benefit from that as far as the darkening like you would in a pair of sunglasses because
really?
It's further out from the eye.
Ah, okay. Didn't think of that.
Yeah, so that's, you know, to your point, it's not going to add up. A little bit maybe, but not like you're thinking, you know, it's going to be double duty.
Yeah.
Not
then
so much.
Pretty soon you can't see anything because it's too dark.
Right. That's not a good thing.
No. So how do you get kids to behave and actually wear their sunglasses? You know that. You know about kids.
Well, yeah, because as the mother of four, my kids are all young adults now, it was always a challenge. A wide-brimmed hat usually is what I recommend because a lot of kids don't like anything on their face. But if they start young, then that works pretty well because then they're used to it. And they see mom and dad putting it on, and they want to be like mom and dad,
so they will
put them on. And there are ones for babies. And then, of course, you've got the shields that you put on the side of your car. That all works, and that all is something that should be done.
All right, some good ideas. I guess it behooves us to maybe look into this. It's something that a lot of people didn't consider. I'm just kind of wondering, Doctor, how often should somebody go to an eye doctor and have their vision checked? Is it something like a regular doctor visit, or do you wait until you got blurry eyes?
Well, I guess it depends on what you want the outcome to be, Dean, because what ends up happening is my husband and I participate. He's also an optometrist. We participate in Infant C. It's infantsee.org, and we see little people from 6 to 12 months. We do not charge them. We send a report off to the pediatrician, and then we start talking about some of these things like sun exposure and what you can do about it in that age group. And then we see them again at 3 years old and then at 5 years old. And as long as you're in school, it's every year, just visit your eye doctor. Yeah. I always tell my patients, I want to be the best mom. I want to be the best eye doctor I can be. I want you to be the best, you know, son or daughter and the best student. And the way to do that is a yearly eye exam. School screenings don't check for how the eyes are teaming together. Wow. And then once you get into the workforce, it's depending on whether or not you work on computers, then it would still be yearly. If it's contact lenses, then it would be yearly.
Yeah.
Once you get over 45, remember how that guy told you about your cataracts and what caused that? Well, then it's usually a yearly thing, too, because then you want to look at, you know, how you're using your eyes. Are the birthdays adding up, and are there things going on with the health of your eyes that can be mitigated early on? So really the only time that you wouldn't see your eye doctor every year is if you don't work on a computer and you're between the ages of 20 and probably 45.
All right.
So I think most of us, unfortunately or unfortunately, are working on computers, so that would translate into pretty much every year.
Well, some of the damage that can be done to eyes isn't all that obvious at first, is it?
No, absolutely not. And I have some people that it's been a number of years since they come in, and then I look at the back of the eye, and they have these deposits of this fatty stuff, and they're called drusen, and that's right in the retina, which is like film in the camera, and I think a lot of us are old enough to remember what film is, and that is the beginning of early macular degeneration, and that's that disease that causes central blindness.
Yeah.
And so at that point, things can be turned around with diet, nutrition, exercise. It's amazing what can be done now, but you got to catch it early.
Yeah, that seems to be true with about anything that ails you these days. So
it is.
Maybe it always was.
The sooner the better.
Yeah. Doctor, thanks a lot. It's been interesting.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to share with your listeners, and I hope that people do get out and enjoy the sunshine, because we actually have some today.
And don't forget your sunglasses.
Absolutely.
Doctor Ann.
Take care.